There's a place to simply believe God without us telling him how he must accomplish it or when. It's a faith that lifts us into the power of his presence, where he becomes so great in us that powerful attacks just don't matter anymore. He produces a table of peace in the presence of our enemies.
Thanks for joining us on Life Journeys, a podcast about thriving through the worst pain that life brings. With global initiatives threatening big changes to our way of life, we're going to need to activate Jesus's words about mountain-moving faith. Words That Work is the ongoing series on Life Journeys that is rooted in releasing revelational words of faith that will work every time and with everyone. It's about moving the mountains that keep us from the presence and goodness of God. It's about defining our life purpose and identity through encountering him. Until we have the power to move the obstacles that are destroying our liberty and hope.
It's one thing to have faith that God will remove our problems, but it's vital to have the faith to be at peace until it happens. People often try to apply critical biblical principles without experience or without being discipled or from a lack of common sense. One of those areas is walking in a faith that works for them. Instead of raising people from the dead or walking on the water, I'm talking about words that work for anyone who will apply them where they are at. I want to focus on finding the faith to live in peace when your battle is still raging. Jesus said, "Have faith in God. For truly I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore, I say unto you, what things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." I'm sensing today God speaking to me about simply believing these words about faith. Instead of trying to make too much out of figuring them all out. In other words, they contain a component of faith that, as the Bible says, passes understanding. I've spent years in seeing God develop a faith that receives his life, presence, and power within over the threats of this world. In part, that faith says, "I will remove the power of the threat you face, but I won't always remove the threat itself on your timetable." You see, God wants power over fear instead of merely removing fear's source. I recently wrote, "To let your soul demand that the world gives you what you need is to demand that the world be your God." It's a source of much fear. God won't always give me what I say I need, or what I say needs to move, but by faith he will always supply the need that is threatened. You see, there is a place to simply believe his word without us telling him how he has to accomplish it, or when he should do it. He's not on a clock or a calendar. There is a place of faith that lifts us up into the power of his presence daily. Daily, where he becomes so great in us that the power of the threats, the sickness, and the attacks just don't matter. It's a position of faith that gives victory before the manifestation. It elicits obedience, worship, peace, and the glory of his supernatural life encountered within. This too is faith. It doesn't need the walls to fall down before the victory is attained. It doesn't need the waters to part before the faith produces a table of peace in the presence of our enemies. It brings us to fear no evil while we are still walking in the valley of the shadow of death. This is just like the witness of the Spirit that we have before we experience the completion of our salvation in heaven. This is faith that works all the time, everywhere and in everything. For me, faith must give me victory in the storm before it gives me manifestation that destroys the storm. Faith is not hoping for the victory of our enemy so we can rejoice that it's accomplished. That's just the natural man. Faith is the victory itself. It is present reality, submitting to eternal truth. Faith is the evidence. Faith is the victory. Paul said of the Thessalonian church, "You became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. When you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually works also in you that believe." What is the true mountain that we need to move? For so long, people were trying to build faith in me to throw this mountain of sickness into the sea. But I was seeking faith for Jesus to be manifested within me in the presence of this mountain. So what was the mountain? It was any obstacle keeping me from his manifested presence and glory. I wanted him with me in the furnace, all the while people wondering why I didn't just grab the faith to get out of the fire. True Christian faith will go through many fires instead of merely quenching them. I needed to defeat the mountain that was keeping me from victory in the valley of the shadow of death. I needed faith to bear the cross, not merely to be delivered from it. I needed faith to overcome the flesh, my flesh. You see, faith looks at the enemy standing right in front of us, the enemy that God will not move when we say, and that faith says, "I am with you right here, my son. I want you to learn to overcome fear, pride, ego, doubt, anger, and hurt right here with the enemy's breath filling the room. I want you to learn that you are safe by faith." You want faith to remove your enemy, but I am building faith for me, for God, to be with you in the presence of your enemies. There's a difference between moving mountains that stand in the way of you getting your own way and mountains that stand in God's way for you. The distinction is essential in having faith to move mountains. One is your will, the other is God's will. Resisting Satan, according to Peter, is more than rebuking him. More central to your resisting the devil is humbling yourself before God. Everything I want by faith, I want so that I can do his will and be what he wants me to be. That's the goal. Israel made a golden calf, an idol of gold. Now they were in big trouble. So Moses interceded, and God said, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said unto him, "If your presence doesn't go with me, carry us not up from here. For wherein shall it be known here that I and your people have found grace in your sight? Is it not that you go with us? So shall we be separated, I and your people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth." And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do this thing also that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name." And then Moses said, "I beseech you, Lord, show me your glory." How shall it be known if we have found grace except your presence go with us? That was Moses' statement and question to the Lord. And then he said, "Lord, show me your glory." This is precisely where I've been many times. This is the mountain cast into the sea. How many times have I sought God's glory and reveled in His presence? You see, before the enemy of God's people would be defeated, there was the presence of God established within them. Don't forget that. Healing, deliverances over other obstacles, fear and anger and hurt because of yielding to the soul's demands for earthly idols. That all must be overcome first in finding His presence and His glory. I want to see Israel after just crossing the Jordan. I want to see their enemy. The Bible says their enemy's heart melted. Neither was their spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. Having our heart melt, that's not how we should be feeling. The devil should be. That's the same fear that caused Israel's first generation out of Egypt to die in the wilderness because of their fear and unbelief. Their own hearts were melting instead of their enemies. But after crossing the Jordan and being circumcised, the Bible says the Lord said to Joshua, "This day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you." Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. Gilgal means literally a wheel. Here is the rolling away of the taunting of the past captors of our lives, the prisons of our Egypt. And God wants us to remember that forever. Through this scary, painful time of deliverance, God was doing a new and great thing for them. They wouldn't be taunted anymore. The scorn, reproach, and intimidation of the enemy of fear was defeated, and God said, "I did it this day." Then there was the appearance of the captain of the Lord's army, seen with Joshua. Joshua fell in worship, for he knew he was now in the presence of God. God was with him. That's what you want to know by faith, a faith that is more real than the material world that is taunting you. You're on holy ground now, Joshua. Take off your shoes. I'm not here for your enemies or for your army. I'm here for the kingdom of God. In other words, the cause is greater than your human battles. I'm with you for a victory that is more sure than the rising sun. You see, this is our Creator's and Savior's plan that you're living in now. In it, He's saying, "Your victory has become mine. Therefore, your victory is assured. You're here to display victory in battle much greater than your own. Your victory is my kingdom victory. You've been set apart through the fire. That's what the battles are all about most of the time. The ground you stand on is now holy, set apart for God Himself, and you're a part of that now. It's where you're standing. That's how sure your victory is. Dare to walk as one who has already won. Dare to walk around your Jericho in silence like Israel was told to do for 6 days. Don't shout yet. Be still and display the full confidence in God. Act like your victory has already been won. Do it every day. For 6 days, God said. That's what Israel did in surrounding Jericho in silence. Walk it out in quiet confidence. You see, God was setting a table for Israel in the presence of her enemies. Don't fear. Fear is never God at work in you. It's never His will. It's a mountain you can speak to and defeat. Now, this faith comes by revelation, not head knowledge. It comes by seeking Him. Faith to cast down mountains comes in God's presence. I can't believe for supernatural things without the presence of God anointing my soul. Faith is not a mere mental understanding of scriptural principles. Faith knows before it happens that God is going to take care of it, and therefore it rejoices, it worships, and it rests in a victorious soul. The resurrection happened in spite of the disciples' unbelief. faith would have made the journey better, but he still rose from the dead. And this faith is a process. Trust God as the author and finisher of your faith.
You can unlock the presence of God in your life. There are revelation principles that remove the mountains, keeping us from joy, hope, peace, and purpose when our world gets turned upside down. Look for these words that work with Pastor Hartika as he shares what has helped him when life got hard. And don't forget to check out his book, The Fortress and the Firebrand, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thanks for listening to Life Journeys. Find new episodes every Wednesday and Saturday. And if you're new to this series, it begins with the September 16th episode.
You see, faith looks at the enemy standing right in front of us. The enemy that God will not move when we say, and that faith says, I am with you right here, my son. I want you to learn to overcome fear, pride, ego, doubt, anger, and hurt right here with the enemy's breath filling the room. I want you to learn that you are safe by faith.